Today we are giving tribute to one of the greatest and most famous Christians of our time. He is Billy Graham, who died last Wednesday, 21st February 2018, at the age of 99. Graham had said, "Someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than I am now. I will have changed my address. I will have gone into the presence of God." Graham is best known for his worldwide Christian evangelistic crusades, preaching the message of Christianity to more people than anyone in history. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association reports nearly 215 million people in more than 105 countries have been reached through his ministry. It is estimated that 2.2 billion people have heard him preach either live or by television, radio or other means. His best-selling book, Peace of God, sold 2 million copies. Billy Graham was born on 7th November 1918 in Charlotte, North Carolina, the eldest of four children. He was raised on a dairy farm in Charlotte. Graham credited his conversion to Christian faith as a teenager to the preaching of Mordecai Ham, a fiery evangelist, when Ham preached a revival series in Charlotte in 1934. After high school, Graham attended the Florida Bible Institute. While in Florida, he joined a Southern Baptist Convention church, where he was ordained in 1939. After graduating with a bachelor degree in theology, Graham moved to Illinois and enrolled at Wheaton College for further spiritual training. Here he met his future wife, Ruth McHugh Bell. They were married on 13th August 1943. The couple had five children. Graham briefly pastored the First Baptist Church in Western Springs, Illinois, before leaving to join Youth for Christ, an evangelical missionary group which spoke to returning servicemen and young people about God. In 1948, he resigned from Youth for Christ and focused on his presidency of Northwestern Schools, a group of Christian schools in Minnesota. Then in 1952, he resigned to concentrate on his preaching ministry. His preaching ministry had begun in 1947 when he was 28 years old. In 1950, he founded the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association ministry, along with his colleagues. He conducted more than 400 evangelistic meetings or crusades in 185 countries and territories on six continents. He would rent a large venue, such as a stadium, park, or street. As the sessions became larger, he had groups of up to 5,000 people singing in the choirs. He would preach the gospel message and invite people to come forward as inquirers. They would then speak one-on-one with a counselor to clarify questions and pray together. In Moscow, in 1992, one quarter of the 155,000 people in Graham's audience went forward at his call. During his crusades, he frequently used the song Just As I Am as an altar call song. Billy Graham was offered a five-year, $5 million contract with National Broadcasting Company to appear on television opposite the television personality Arthur Godfrey, but he turned it down in favour of continuing his touring revivals. Graham had crusades in London, which lasted 12 weeks, and a New York City crusade in Madison Square Gardens in 1957 ran for 16 weeks. In Melbourne, Australia, his crusade in 1959 attracted an estimated crowd of 140,000 to one meeting at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, many spilling onto the arena. This is the biggest crowd the arena has ever held. In more recent decades, he changed the crusades to be called missions to avoid offence. Graham was a spiritual advisor to American presidents and provided spiritual counsel for every president, from Harry Truman to Barack Obama, whether Democrat or Republican. In 1953, he insisted on racial integration for his revivals and crusades and invited Martin Luther King to preach jointly at a revival in New York City in 1957. Graham bailed King out of jail in the 1960s when King was arrested in demonstrations. Billy Graham was rated by the Gallup organization as one of the 10 most admired men in the world, a staggering 51 times. He was regarded by contemporaries as humorous, non-judgmental, sincere, and accepting. Graham was well known for his practice of not spending time alone with any woman other than his wife. This has become known as the Billy Graham Rule. Graham was a model of integrity. Despite scandals that toppled other leaders and ministers, including Graham's friend Richard Nixon and a succession of televangelists. In 6 decades of ministry, no one ever levelled a serious accusation of misconduct against him. In 1992, Graham announced he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. In 2007, his wife, Ruth, passed away. Of recent years, he also suffered from pneumonia, broken hips, and prostate cancer. Recently, Billy Graham said, "About one thing I have absolutely no regrets, and that is my commitment many years ago to accept God's calling to serve him as an evangelist of the gospel of Christ." Vale Billy Graham, a Christian who impacted the world for great good and drew many people to commit their lives to God. Christians today.